Dad, I'm back.
Hey, did you pick up Grandma and Grandpa's mail?
Yep.
All right, because they'll be back tomorrow from Florida to put it in the basket.
All right, Dad, but here's something I think you should see. Grandma and Grandpa won the sweepstakes.
This is just one of those come-on letters from the magazine subscription services, man. They say you won $18 trillion, you get nothing.
Dad, look at this. No, this does not say you may be a winner. It says you are a winner. Look at that.
Yes, it does. It says open immediately,
there
too.
There you go.
What's going on?
Grandma and Grandpa might be multimillionaires. They won a sweepstakes.
Hate to burst your bubble, Phil, but we received an envelope just like this today. I'll show you.
Sorry, son.
See?
There you go.
Wait a minute. This is different. This one says you may be a winner. This one says you are a winner.
Oh, wait, let's open it.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Well, yes, you can.
This is not addressed to you.
But it says open immediately.
It says Russell Huxtable open immediately.
I am the man's son. I give you permission to open it.
Do you let Theo open your mail?
She has a point, Dad.
Hey, man, I'm not talking to you. Understand? That is my father. He won't be in until tomorrow. If we open it now, he may not blow the prize.
Dad's got a point, Mom.
There you go. Thank you, son.
I hardly think that one day will result in your father's losing any prize.
Look, my father is up there in age. If he opens that and finds out that he's won $3 trillion, something may happen up in his chest. Now, if we open it and I see the $10 trillion, then I can call him in, break it to him calmly. He won't have pains in his chest. You understand? So let's open it.
I don't think that's a good point.
Who's asking what you think? Open it.
I think the two of you should know that opening another person's mail constitutes petty theft, and you can do time for that. So this letter is going into this basket, and it's going to stay here till your father comes back.
Well, okay, Miss Play by the Book. You know, one thing, my father went somewhere, I'm going to tell my father that he and I will split it, and you'll get nothing.
I'm going to study.
Mom, Dad, you have to see this video.
It's the debut of the lipsticks.
Who are the lipsticks?
Well, they weren't anyone on 12:30 today. See, that's when we were walking by Latham's department store, and we were really shopping for eyeshadows when we saw the sign in the window that said, make your own videotape. So we asked ourselves, okay, what's more important, videos or eyeshadows? Well, we said it was videos. Well, Dad thought it was eyeshadows, but there were two of us and only one of her, and we overruled her. So that's how we came up with the name lipsticks. See, we were going to post some of the eyeshadows. We decided that lipsticks sounded a lot better. Well, Vanessa thought eyeshadows sounded a lot better, but she changed her mind. We all like the name lipsticks, and that's what we're out with, the lipsticks.
Thank you.
We made this videotape of ourselves singing a song. The store provided the background music, we provided the vocals, and they videotaped it for us.
Well, let's see it.
Okay. Is having a contest for the best amateur music video.
So what we're gonna do is put together new outfits and then redo a video and send it into the contest.
And the winner gets an audition for a record contract. Wouldn't that be fabulous if we actually won? I mean, who knows? One of our songs might even become a hit, and then we can go on tour and become real famous and cut our own album. And we won't have to worry about going to school because we've taken our own classes on our own plane with teachers that we hired.
Do you think we can win?
Well, I think that what I've seen is that you all have the moves. Now, the singing, I'd say it's, you have raw talent.
That's what the lady said when we did the video. She said, we're like a diamond in the rough.
There you go, diamond in the rough.
She said if we had some voice lessons, we could be really good.
And she gave us a name and number of a singing teacher. She's supposed to be really good, and she sings professionally.
How many lessons do you think we'll need?
Probably just one.
Layla, layla, la, 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 Well, guys, that's all for today. Thank you very much.
Miss Woods? Hi.
Hi.
I'm Vanessa Huxtable. Like I called about the singing lessons.
Oh, you must be the Lipsticks.
In person?
Young persons, too.
Well, Miss Woods, we know we have the moves. We just want to sound better.
Well, let me see what you got.
Okay. Let's do the first verse of Locomotion.
Great. Okay. Ooh, do you want us to stand up on the stage and get the full effect?
Oh, no. That's okay. Right there.
Five, six, seven, eight. Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion. I know you're gonna like it if you give it a chance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
So what do you think?
That's nice. Girls, you got to learn how to breathe.
We already know how to breathe.
Not like a singer. First, got to take a big breath, and then you let it out slowly through your teeth, like air leaking from a tire.
Sing a, sing a, sing a, sing a, sing a, sing a.
Okay, girls, now I think we can move on to Grula Krula. Grula Krula.
Grula Krula. Grula Krula. Miss Woods, we only have 5 minutes left in the lesson. Could we sing our song just to see if we've gotten any better?
Okay, let's see what you got.
All right, I hit it. Ready? Five, six, seven, eight. Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Whoa. Breathe from your diaphragm, but let the tones come from your head. Lift. Again.
Everybody's doing a...
Ladies. First word again, please.
Everybody.
That's great. That's all for today, ladies.
One thing I know you can do. You can do it to me all night long. Do it to me all night long. Cause you do it just right, so do it all night.
Hey, why did you do that?
What are you listening to?
Radio.
That song is playing on the radio?
Yeah, it's called Do It to Me All Night Long.
Well, so would you tell me, what does it mean?
Daddy, you know what it means.
Yes, I do. But I want to know if you know what it means.
It means holding hands and kissing.
Holding hands and kissing? Yes, but that's not all that it means.
What else does it mean?
It means dude, homework. It is homework. Baby, do my homework all night long.
Okay. Baby, do my homework all night long.
There you go.
Oh, sounds like you're making tea.
Yes, would you like a cup of tea?
No, but I figured if I showed you this sweepstakes envelope, you might know what you could do with that teapot there.
Are you suggesting that I place that envelope near the steam so it might open up?
I'm merely bringing it up as a possibility.
Well, I think that as a son, you have hit an all-time low.
You're right, Dad. I'll just put this back.
Now, because I don't trust you, my boy, I am going to keep this envelope away from you because I don't trust anything you do. How dare you suggest that I do something like this. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, boy? And don't ever try it again.
You know, you two are pathetic, pitiful, and predictable.
You see, you got me in a whole lot of trouble. Listen, I apologize for acting like a sleaze, okay?
Think nothing of it.
Good. I'm gonna sit over here with you. Do a little light reading. Oh, what should I read? What should I read? I see. I'll close my eyes. Let's get a... Oh, what is this I'm touching?
You were spying.
Oh.
Yes, you were spying.
No, I wasn't, dear, but I think you could go to jail from hiding people's mail, you know.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? There they are, the Roly Pops.
How'd it go?
Mom, we learned one thing today. We don't need singing lessons from Miss Woods.
Yeah, she didn't even let us sing.
All we did was go bee, 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 bo, 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 zinga, zinga, zee, zinga, zinga, zay. I mean, I don't want to sing like that.
Well, now, wait a minute now. I don't think you're being fair to Miss Woods and what she's trying to do.
Yeah, let me give you an example. I understand that you all want to get right to the song, but she took you through some exercises, probably some breathing things. Am I correct? Same thing happened to me. I wanted to be a drummer. Had my own set, taught myself up in the room. Then I heard Art Blakey play. I bought his records, tried to copy what he was doing. I couldn't get it. I didn't know what it was, so I went down to a teacher. I said, now, what I want to learn is how he does with the left hand while the right hand's ding, ding, ding. So the man said, I know exactly what you're talking about. He said, here we go. Put the set aside, pulled out a little block, and he took the sticks. He said, now, you do like this. Whack, 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 whack. I said, but I don't want to go whack, whack, whack. I want... He said, in order to get to... You got to go whack, whack, whack.
Well, Dad, that's a great story.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't have anything to do with us.
Yeah, we don't play drums, we sing.
Yeah.
But you don't sing well. Yeah.
We don't have to sing well.
You don't?
No. See, there's this new group called W4.
And?
They can't sing. But when they're in the recording studio, they have a recording engineer that fixes their voices. So that's what we're going to do.
And wait till you see what we look like. We bought new outfits and everything.
Why don't you wait down here? We'll go put on the outfits and we'll show you our routine.
All right, we'll be here. Okay, so where are they?
They have to make their entrance.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting live in the Huxtable living room, the new, the improved lipsticks.
Yes, you are.
I thought they were hot.
Maybe you should go up to your room and cool off.
Oh, man.
Miss Huxtable, is there something wrong?
I don't know who you think you are. But you are not the people who just came down here in my living room, half-dressed, flinging parts from one end to the other.
Are my eyes deceiving me? Aren't you all swollen in areas where you weren't swollen before?
Thank you. Because I definitely detect some growth.
Mom!
The only part of your clothing that you will be allowed to stuff things into will be your pockets. Now, you take this and go upstairs and put some clothes on. Now, I'm not your mother, but I feel safe in saying that I speak for them when I say go cover yourselves immediately.
Come on, guys.
Yes, Mrs. Huston.
You know, I finally thought they were old enough to understand I'm not a child anymore.
Yeah. And don't put those tissues back in the box.
Did you see Miss Carr with that bra on top of her leotard? Tell me.
Did I see it?
We have made a mistake. We have planted roses, but we keep getting these weeds. Sonny's in the wilderness, Denise is in the jungle, and she's on the locomotion. You better take that locomotion off your faces before the mothers come in here and see me. They'll be blaming me.
Yeah, now,
running around here dressed in nothing, jumping around like they just hopped off the hot seat. Suppose some fool comes along, sees that, takes them seriously. Vanessa could end up on a stage somewhere across the country cliff there in a smoke-filled cafe, singing and dancing and gyrating like that. And I won't be around to take the tissues out then. I'm not.
No.
What do they know? What do they know? Easy is doing your ABCs. Miss 1400 on the SATs. I got your locomotion down here in the living room with the science book.
Right.
And take that makeup off.
That's right.
See it now. Sitting in a Hollywood swimming pool with a remote phone in her hand calling me up. Hi, Ma, babe. Let's do lunch. I'll not have it.
And that gold for me, too. Vanessa, Claire, the show starts at 8:30. We got five.
Hey!
How you doing? Here's your mail.
Right here.
Bang! There it is.
You know, I dropped your mother off on the way.
Uh-huh.
Now, did I tell you about the fishing I did in Florida?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Open this up, will you, please?
I think I'll wait and open it in front of your mother.
No, don't wait in front of her. You can do that.
No, wait a minute, Cliff. Calm down. Have you been eating some sugar products?
No, sir. No. I haven't, Dad, but just come on, open this up. We'll tell Mom later.
All right, I'll open it, sir.
There you go. All right. There you go.
If you don't mind. Uh-oh.
What?
See, now, this is truly unbelievable. I have never won anything in my life, and now this.
What?
Son, I am the winner of a stainless steel toaster. Makes up to 8 slices. I'm so lucky. I'll see you later, son. Listen, stop over anytime you want some toast.
Club Cliff.
Yes, you have to bring me here again sometime.
This club doesn't fit many people, does it?
No.
When we become famous, we're going to fill football stadiums. Well, except when we're in London, because then we'll play in soccer stadiums. And in Spain, we're going to play in bull rings. God, I hope there aren't any bulls in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Counts proudly presents Miss Amanda Woods.
Thank you very much. To have his love is all that a girl could want. To hold him close is heaven. Come up each day with joy. I took a chance, and there he was.
loving me. Got a brand new dance motion. Look what I got. I got love.
For a studio audience.